In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to deliver browser-based access to Analysis Services Cube data using SharePoint 2010 Excel services.
In this demonstration, I'm going to publish my Excel pivot table report created in the previous demonstration to SharePoint. So the first thing that I do is I come to cell C1, which is my filter for the calendar hierarchy, and I provide a named range for it, simply calendar. And the reason that I do this is that when we configure the publication options, I can expose that named range as a parameter, which will enable values from the outside world to be passed into this report, which is typically the case if you understand and you're designing that this report will be embedded into a dashboard page, and perhaps a filter will need to pass its value into this endpoint. I then switch across to the File tab, and under the Save and Send, Save to SharePoint, I have Publish options. And here I have the ability to publish the entire workbook or have Excel services selectively, according to my configuration here, render only the sheets I select or only the items that I select that could consist of pivot tables, named ranges, charts, and tables. So the case in this demonstration will be I only want sheet 1 to be rendered through Excel services when requested. On the Parameters tab, I can add either named ranges that represent single cells or slices. So I'm going to expose that calendar is a parameter. And then I use a recent location here, my documents library in my BI site, and I save the workbook to that location. So in the Save As window, I'm going to save this as my Sales and Profit report. And now the workbook is being saved to that document library. And the default behavior is that it opens up the workbook here in a browser window. So what looks remarkably and feels like Excel with cells and columns and rows really is an HTML representation of our workbook. But what's cool is that we have certain interactivity available to us. So the first thing is we can interact with the filters. So I can come down here and say, well, now I'm interested in quarter two, okay? And Excel services and its calculation service is responsible for querying live data and then rendering that back to the client as HTML. Other interactivity we have is we can expand and collapse the hierarchies. Here on the row labels, we can introduce sorting and filtering at different levels of the hierarchy. And the final thing that we can do is we can interact with the slices. So now show me only the results for black, blue, silver, and red.